Okay. Well, good evening, guys. It was just wanted to share a little bit from my own personal experiences, and we're going to talk about, like I said on the notification, that we're going to try to cut through some of this, some of the why we can't sell Conklin Roofs, or we might have heard about, you know. Heard about like William Schrock, he sells millions of dollars of Conklin, and some other guys that are moving Conklin roofs, but it seems we can't. And Rudy and I are going to address that and some of our own personal lessons. This is not going to be directed towards anybody in particular or anything like that. This is, we're talking right from our own experiences. That's where we're going to come from. So I think you're going to get the straight story. And we're going to try our best to bring that to you. And hopefully when you leave this meeting, that you will be better prepared to go out and tackle a Conklin roof. So with that, we got three bullet points we're going to bring to you tonight. The first one, overview, is going to be lack of confidence. The second one is going to be a lack of marketing. And then the third one we're going to talk about is distractions with other things in business. So, and so with that, talking about lack of confidence, one of the things that I had to address myself was, does Conklin roof really perform? And can I stand behind it? If I install a roof, can I really stand behind it? So I had to really ask those questions, and the way I addressed that was, I talked to veteran roofers that have been installing Conklin roofs for, at that time, 35, 40 years. And in talking with them, and then also in realizing that in the building industry, and Rudy and I just talked about this today, in the building industry, there's a tendency to, every 8 to 10 years, product gets sold out to another company, and somebody else buys that, or it goes out of business, or they are no longer available. And when you want to go replace the product, you can't even get the product anymore. So warranties were a big thing to me. And when I saw that these 35, 40-year veterans were still installing Rapid Roof 3, which was the original product that Conklin came out with, I realized that we have a long-term product, that if I say I have a 10-year warranty and I install the roof correctly, I can look at the customers in the customer's eyes with confidence, and let him know that if I tell him it's a 10-year warranty, we're going to be here for 10 years to take care of that roof. That instilled my confidence in me to go out and sell my first job. When I honestly answered that question, Rudy, do you want to put something, have some input on this?
I would just say that, yeah, one of the things was for me was what you said is the confidence from having contractors that have been doing it for a long time and their ability to say confidently that these products perform and the solutions they had. Just the remarkable product knowledge and the insight that they had on how to use it. And they just talked like there wasn't anything else because they had tried other things. And this is what did it. Another thing that really helped me was hearing Willie Schrock talk about how their company went and tested this product versus other products. And they ended up going through a gamut of other products. And they came back to this product being the one that, you know, and that's, Willie's no small fry. I mean, everybody trusts Willie's input on running a business, whatever it may be. He's not going to be doing any junk. And what those guys did with the testing was quite in depth. And they came back to these products and they just said, these perform. And we had seen it on roofs. They proved it by putting it to the test and factually knowing that these products really perform.
Yep. Yeah, I know. He did extensive testing on a lot of different products for a while there. And he did come back and say that as far as ease of use and quality of product, Coughlin is next to none.
Yeah.
You know, so he can stand behind it all the way. And I think the other thing that talking about products that I had to deal with, it was the idea that there's a cheaper product out there. You know, is there a cheaper product? And when I looked at the cheaper product, there's one thing I started realizing. There are cheaper products out there, but here's what happened. If I wanted to go with a cheaper product, the other thing I naturally did and occurs with us brokers is lower our prices.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And we end up making no more money simply because we have a cheaper product. And more than likely, that product will not hold up the long term. Do you have anything to add to that, Rudy?
Just on the pricing side of it, I was thinking about why do we make what we make? And I think in large that came down to because we want to make what we make. I mean, literally the value's there. We just have to charge for it. And we get to put the number on that. And the value's there with the Conklin system that you can charge what you want to charge and people are still going to buy it because the value is there. We're not trying to sell, you know, some sloppy joes at filet mignon price. We got the real deal here.
Mm-hmm. Now we're still talking on the lack of confidence in our product and the lack of the ability to go out there and sell these grill systems. That's what we're talking about. What you addressed, Rudy, let's address this a little bit for our group that we're talking to tonight. Last year, we sold grills for less money per square foot than what you're doing this year. What happened, Rudy? Can you tell the group what happened? What changed?
Well, for one, we started really looking at the numbers and saying, you can really get away with what you want. But when we looked at the numbers, we decided that we needed to be in the price bracket that we're at. It's not a ripoff. It's us looking at the numbers and picking it apart and saying, okay, if we want to do this, we need 30% net profit for the business at the end of the day. That's with everybody getting their percentages that they get. That's with everybody getting the labor's taken out of there, the overhead's taken out of there, the materials are taken out of there, the motels, every single thing is taken out of there. And what happened when I broke the prices down is I was able to see exactly what we needed. And that gave me confidence to say, I'm not ripping anybody off. This is how a successful business is run. This is what we need to be in business for the long term. This is the price we have to have. And it actually gave me a confidence to know that factually that's what we needed to charge to be in business. And the other thing was, I wasn't as concerned about price because when I see other guys come in and they're cheaper, like right now I'm selling against a Bowman silicone one coat and that guy's at 43,000. Our bid came in at 70,000. And I just gave it to the guy with confidence saying, well, if you want a good roof, this is what it's going to be. And I just can't do that. There's no way I'm going to go down that road. I can match product. I can match system. Not doing it. I won't do that to you. This is what we need to have to be to get you under it. And just that confidence in knowing that was our number, this was a system that was what it is, they're going to go for it. They're in discussions now, but they will go for that route.
But we talked about numbers, but there's something that happened, Rudy, that you can talk numbers now with confidence. You are selling jobs for more money than you've ever sold jobs before. And there's a key thing that happened that is making you do that. And that key thing, Rudy, is you quit talking about your product. You quit talking about comparing products with some competitor's product. You started talking about solutions, and here's what you need, and here's what we can do for you and stand behind the roof. That gave you that where you had the ability to start charging for the roofs that you knew or valued at.
I have an interesting story to back that up. I was bidding a job, the job that you're at right now, And I had bid it for an MR, and the guy had asked me not to walk on the backside of that roof, which I'll never do that again. He asked me to not walk that or walk as little as possible because he said every time they walk it, there's more leaks that come up and they just haven't addressed it and yada, yada. Well, I just didn't look at it. Well, now come to find out, and he didn't know this, but there was some holes that were through the roof barely, but I mean, there was some holes there and we didn't feel comfortable doing a standard MR on it. And so what happened is Sam was on the roof and Sam said, "Hey, we can't do an MR on this job. It's the metal is just not going to give him what he wants to do that. We don't want to do that." So I called the guy up and I told him, "Hey," and I had tried to sell him on phone before and it didn't work, but I was trying to sell him on the product. I wasn't trying to sell him on the solution. I just told him, "Hey, this is what it'll do for you. This is a great product." Well, the guy goes down, talks to Sam, and this guy's a little bit, I mean, he's a nice guy and all, but he's you never want to approach somebody and say, "Hey, your $120,000 bid just got turned to $180,000. So I just called him up and said, "Hey, can you go meet Sam down there? There's something I want to show you. Sam's going to take good care of you." He goes down and Sam showed him the area that needed to be foamed. And it was 25, it was half the roof is what we ended up foaming. And, he just told the guy, he said, "This is going to solve all your problems. We put foam on here. That's the answer to the problem. It was the solution." The guy went for it. They gave us a $80,000 more for the job and everybody's happy. But the difference was I had tried to sell the guy on foam being the product to put on. Sam sold him on foam is the solution to the problem. And there's a big difference there in that. So I just thought that story kind of resembled what you're talking about with finding the solution versus selling the product.
Absolutely, guys. If you want to write one thing down on your notes tonight, sell solutions to the building owner, not problems. You find the problem and you tell the building owner, "This is what your problem is and here's your solution." And the price point at that point is very easy to make, and the building owner will like it. And he don't know. The building owner doesn't know if it's $4 or $5. He doesn't know that value. You have to establish that value by the solution that you're giving to him for his roof. And at that point, he's buying comfort. At that point, he's buying peace of mind that he's looking for and had been looking for up to that point. That makes What do you have to add to that, Rudy?
And solutions are going to be part of the emotion, whereas product is just part of the, I mean, it's just fact. Nobody buys on fact.
Mm-hmm. Right. And so key number one, sell the solutions to the building owner, and Conklin is the solution. There is no other company that I know of with a variety of products, from the caulking to the primers to the base coats to the fabrics, everything you need. Conklin has to address pretty much every roof system that's out there. So that hopefully will add a little bit more confidence to you.
So with advertising too, there's a lot of different forms of advertising you can do. And I mean, it's just getting out there and doing it because it's your return of investment will be there.
Yes, absolutely. A good rule of thumb is, I always say, if you want to make $100,000, you need to spend $10,000 in advertising. You know,
and that's $100,000 net.
Right.
Yep.
You need to spend that money. And I always, you know, we do a ton of marketing. I've done marketing that didn't work, but like Rudy said, I'll put my last penny in the marketing, whatever I, you know, to get those jobs coming in. So marketing, guys, is huge. That can be done with my favorite marketing is mailers. You know, actually finding the addresses of the building owners and sending them a flyer and a letter of intro of our company, and then we actually have pretty good success with that. A new form of advertising this year. So anyway,
just this week, Sam,
needs to happen.
Just this week, we bid jobs off of word of mouth, internet, Facebook, and mailers.
Yeah, all four.
We're hitting it from every angle. Last year, we actually did a lot of telemarketing, and we had very good success for a while with that. We sold some really nice jobs off of that.
Mm-hmm. I guess the key point is, guys, if you're not putting your information out there where people can see and find you, you're not going to get jobs. You got to go make connections with people. People have the money that you're looking for, so you got to connect with those people.
One thing I'm going to add to that, Sam, is when I started, I did a ton of cold calling. I was a cold calling machine. I went and went. I bottomed out. I fried. I couldn't keep going doing that. That was difficult. It's so much better when the person calls you asking for that roof to come look at their roof. That is the right person to talk to. You're not going through the 100 people to get, you know, a couple bids out that of people that were kind of interested in what's going on with their roof. Cold calling is essential. Target some of those big roofs. I still do. I drive by some. I just can't go by without giving them a flyer. But it's really nice having them call you to come Absolutely. Look at their roof.
Absolutely. So the number two point is, if you're not successful in Coughlin roofing, is lack of marketing. So. All right, let's go on to step number three, and this is the last one we'll bring to you tonight, and that's distractions with other things. Now, I'm talking personally, guys. I thought there's other things out there that would make money, and I got sidetracked with some sideline businesses and stuff, and guys, I'm telling you, from experience, it doesn't work. It doesn't work to chase 3-4 rabbits at a time, unless you have people in place to take care of those businesses that will continue to operate if you're not there. When I first started from experience, I used to do a lot of shingling, siding, framing houses, and so forth. And I was afraid to let go of that when I first started Coughlin Roofing, because I was like, man, is Coughlin going to be able to sustain me if I quit doing that? And I simply did not follow up on a lot of bids that I had put out that first year of business, because I was too busy doing shingles, and which I hated, by the way. I didn't like shingling, but man, I think a lot, it's hard to break a habit, you know, once you if I would have just completely cut it all off and gone after my Coughlin commercial and industrial roofing, then continued doing siding and windows and residential roofing. So another story I'll share with you is I got sidetracked with some other business ventures that I did, which completely flopped, and it cost me hundreds of thousands of dollars by figuring Coughlin roofing. And we ended up, I would say the last 2 years, 2-3 years, we're strictly Coughlin roofing. That's all we do. And we're focused on that, and we're making a big push. We're changing some things in our business. We're adding personnel. We got a sub-crew trained now. Rudy's selling. I'm just more or less out here, keeping the guys trained and inspecting roofs and making sure the equipment's working and all that, you know, but that's kind of what I'm doing. But I think this year we're well into the over $1 million in sales, right, Rudy, in about 5 months? Rudy, can you hear me? I don't know. Rudy's not there no more. Anyway, so it's going really well. So I'd say if you're not playing cock and real show, sometimes we got to see where our distractions are and what those are. So anyway, guys, that's a little bit what I have. If anybody has a question and wants to talk, you can unmute yourself and ask any question you want. Yeah. I'll open it up. Just unmute yourself. Hey, Norm.
How's it going, Sam?
Not too bad. You're a district manager in Coughlin. What input do you have in what you heard tonight?
Yeah, that's pretty good. I'm really glad I got into doing the Coughlin thing. It's been paying off big time, and the more I learn, the better it goes. And I think just being able to be part of a team of people that are willing to help each other out and looking out for each other's interests is a pretty amazing way to start a business.
Right, right. Yeah. Well, I tell you what, Norm, you've got an excellent team going, and things are moving and shaking in your organization and Roofers, and I think you guys are moving a lot of product here in the next 3-4 months.
Yeah, it looks pretty promising.
Excellent, excellent. So, all righty, anybody else have a question or, just open and, ask me anything?
I got one thing. This is Drew from RoofTech. In the very beginning, we talked about not talking about the competitors' products and having to win sales by discussing facts and selling solutions. One phrase I'd always like to use is that when we get onto the top, take it this way. If we had to roof our own building, we would not be asking about price because we know the difference between the products. When someone asks about price, it's actually an indicator that they don't know enough about the roofing process to ask the right questions. And so I usually return, I answer them, but I say, well, price is kind of an uncreative solution for what's going on. And I talk about business continuity. I mean, what is it worth to you to not have your factory or your business in operation for a week? Having to shut it down over and over again. So I kind of redirect it back onto the roofing system by pointing out the price is an uncreative solution. And also in terms of marketing, we're kind of coming full circle where we're doing our first mailers here in about a week. But what I found really effective for me in the field, I own the company, so I'm always driving around everywhere between Portland, Seattle, all over the place. And there's so many times when I know I have 30 leads that I'm driving by, but I can't remember their names, exactly which property it is. So we've taken all of our leads, won or unwon, and put them into an Excel file and made our own Google Maps. And I have a customized map built by our office with literally 1,600 points of interest, and every one of them is a lead. So sometimes they don't get back to you because they just didn't get the roof done. And there's still, a year later, maybe 2 years later, they're still kind of dealing with problems. So I use that in my spare time if I'm driving between point A and point B and I have maybe half an hour to kill. I'll pull up that map and I'll look at who's near me. I'll click on it and I can see the name, the number, and I'll just do a quick check-in. And that's actually helped tremendously because no one else... we all use CRM, but none of the CRMs are geo-based. We can't just, okay, here's where I am, what customers, what leads are next to me. And that's helped a lot. So you guys can probably look it up. Just find a way to take your customer list and build a Google map around that. You don't need an app for it, but it's really helpful.
Right, right. Yeah, a lot of it's sometimes kind of hard to find the building owner, information.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Anyway, Rudy, do you have anything that you want to add to this distraction or other things?
I'm good. I'm very thankful for the opportunity, the business, and I'm making more money than I ever did in construction, and pushing hard and growing and learning and keep getting after it. I'm really glad I didn't give up.
Okay. Right. All right.
Go ahead.
Well, I appreciate each and every one of you that's on the call. Maybe what keeps us from having a breakthrough. And let's have an open dialogue. Call me anytime, guys. If you want to write my phone number down, my personal cell phone is 406 210 3168. And ask me whatever, you know, talk with me. I would love to see our team of roofers moving millions of Cochran products, because I don't think there's any better business that we can do and build a network of roofers than have a network of roofers that we do with Cochran. So I appreciate every one of you. With that, you all have a great day.
Thanks, Sam.
Thanks, Sam.
Thank you.
Goodbye.
Good night.